The Department of Justice has filed criminal charges against the developer of the proposed Two Elk Power Plant in Campbell County. The project received almost $8 million in federal stimulus money for carbon capture research, but the power plant was never built, and no research was ever conducted. Roan Tempest is a reporter for WyoFile, and he has been covering the saga of the Two Elk Power Plant for almost a decade. He joined Wyoming Public Radio's Stephanie Joyce to talk about the latest developments.
This week, you broke the news that criminal charges were filed against the Two Elk developer, Michael Rufato. What exactly is he charged with?
He's charged under the what's called the False Claims Act, which dates to the American Civil War. They created this act for people who bill the government for things that they didn't provide or didn't do. And there's not much detail in the charge sheet. He waived indictment. He's scheduled to appear for a plea hearing on October 21st. But basically, they chose one or two of the invoices that he filed and are using it as the basis of a case that he falsely billed the United States and taxpayers for work that he didn't do.
Were you surprised by these charges? Are these charges surprising?
No. Not at all. In fact, I was told repeatedly by the DOE and by the Inspector General's office there was an investigation underway and enforcement proceedings were imminent.
And what are the potential consequences?
He faces up to 5 years in prison, a fine of $250,000. These are the maximums. Complete restitution of the amount of money that he falsely billed, which in this case they claim and he seems to agree, is $5.7 million, of which he's now returned, I think, $3 million. And, well, there's other smaller punitive elements to it, but those are the main ones.
You note in your story that Rufato's business partner in this, Brad Enzi, who's Senator Mike Enzi's son, is not charged with anything. Was that surprising, and why do you think that is?
No, it's not surprising at all. I mean, basically, he was basically an employee. Apparently, according to Brad, in interviews that I did with him, he did some work on the stimulus program, but he didn't know precisely how the money was broken down, you know, how from where he was paid. And he wasn't involved in billing or invoices, or the stimulus program required quarterly reports to the Department of Energy, and Brad Enzi wasn't involved in those things. So, no, I'm not really that surprised at all that he's not named, because I have no evidence or no reporting that show that he was directly involved in what later might be construed or be fraud.
Earlier this summer, the Industrial Siting Council did finally let the project's air quality permits lapse. That presumably, you know, means the end of this project. You know, people have called it the death of Two Elk. But, you know, it seems like that's been predicted more than once before, the death of this saga, and that there always seems to be more news from it. Is this the end of the Two Elk saga?
You know, I don't know. I've done probably more than anybody else. I've spent years studying the company, this project, and its owner, or its president, Michael Rufato. He doesn't give up. I mean, he's very persistent. You know, he fell behind in taxes on his property up in Campbell County, the site of the proposed power plant, and it looked like they were going to, they took the step of getting ready to sell it at auction, and then on the eve of the auction, he came in with a sizable amount of money to pay the taxes. So, you know, I wouldn't count him out of anything, to tell you the truth.
This obviously doesn't speak very well for the vetting process for doling out federal monies. I mean, do you think this speaks to a larger issue?
I don't. I'm not sure so much, because let's just take this one program, the carbon sequestration program. It looked like nine of the ten were pretty good, and I guess generally considered successful. This was the only one that didn't work. So, I mean, 9 out of 10 is generally pretty good in almost anything.
Are you done reporting this story?
I think there'll still be some maybe other elements. If there is a plea hearing in Pittsburgh is scheduled, I might go there and, you know, witness it. But I think the stories to come will be mostly follow-up to the charges.
Thank you very much for taking the time.
Sure. Sure.